But
or the wine.
Yeah.
They have beer without alcohol.
They have beer without alcohol, really? Yeah. Interesting. Wow. So it's just out the.
It's not common.
We're broadcasting.
Oh wow. Okay.
It's Medina, but it's not.
So Mark, I don't know if you have to add it anymore to the sheet because now that it's on live stream. Exactly right. Yeah. Okay, fine. So let's see the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So we're covering ground, Baruch Hashem. So Mishnah introduces a new parsha of Melech. The Melech, the Torah says in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Yarba Lo Yinashim, El Shmoyne Esrei. So Mishnah says a Melech is allowed to have only 18 wives, only. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Marbu Hulo, Ubavad Shalo Yehema Sirus Eslivo. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can add as long as they're not going to distract him and cause him to sin. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying that there is no din of Shmoneh Esrei, even if it's 24, 48, it's
1,000.
It's 1,000, as long as you actually gave a good faher, and they're tzadikas, you know, they're good tzadikasters, so then that would be fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu achas umasira eslibo, hare ze lo yisa'en. No. If you have one that is distracting, or one that is going to cause me to sin, so then I'm not allowed to marry her. Everyone has to be a tzaddikus. So then the Mishnah says, Imkein lama nemer lo yarba lo nashim. So why did the Torah say lo yarba lo nashim? Right? Da'afilu ka'avigayel. That even if she's like Avigayel, post 18, it's going to be aser. So meaning Rabbi Shimon clearly disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? I can go above 18 as long as they fit the bill. As long as they're not going to distract the king and they're going to keep him on the right path. Rabbi Shimon holds that what? No. Even if they're like a tzaddik, it's like Avigayel, then I'm not allowed to go past 18. Right? But then Rabbi Shimon says something additional. That what? And anyone pre-18 has to also fit the bill, and if it's going to be Mesiris Libo, it's going to be us. So now here's a big shaila. Okay? If you look at the round, I don't have the copy, I'm just going to say it outside. How do you read this Mishnah? So we clearly just presented that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not you can go above 18. Right? So that's the Mishnah. It's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. And as we'll see in a second, this is going to be connected to a shas sugya of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Well, actually, maybe let's go see that for a second. Let's see the Gemara first. That this is going to be interlinked to major machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, about the issue called Darshina and Taima Dekra. Okay? As we'll see in a second, the psukim over here speak about a rationale for the Isser, and that might have an implication on when it's going to be us or when it's not going to be us. Now, I just want to premise that whenever I talk about Darshina and Taima Dekra, I want to preface with the following statement that's a big misconception. Chalula v'chas, does the Ribbono Shel Olam not want us to analyze and think about conceptually what he meant with the Dini HaTorah? That is a misuse of the phrase Loi Darshina Taima Dekra. You are allowed to be Darshina Taima Dekra, and you are allowed to try to find the deeper underlying really drashos and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dorish Mimcha from the Dini HaTorah, from the 613 mitzvahs, that there's something deeper, there's a Shabbos morning drasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also being mechaven to. So what does it mean, Loi Darshin in time of the Krah, especially in light that we pass in Loi Darshin in time of the Krah? So this is what it means. Loi Darshin in time of the Krah means you should speak about the drashas, you should analyze, you should conceptualize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mechaven, is being meramis to, and what is he even hinting to in the Torah. And what is the Ratzon HaTorah? But don't come out with a practical implication based on your drasha. meaning you should not be koyveya halacha based on your drushos. That's what lo yidarshin in time of the krav. Because there are those tanoim that said, no, since this is the drash, and this is the tam, and I'm being dervish, the tam of the krav, and now I came up with this rationale, now that implies that I can act like this. That is what the machlokes tanoim is about. How it affects halacha. So now let's see. L'meimra, the Rabbi Yehuda darish time of the krav. Rabbi Shimon lo darish time of the krav. What's this l'meimra coming from? So it says like this, because the pasuk says, if we read the pasuk, lo yar below nashim below yasa levavo, right? Lo yar below nashim below yasa levavo. So means that the reason why lo yar below nashim is kadesh lo yasa levavo. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Yehuda says, darshin the diamond to grow. You can really have as many women as you want, 1,000 wives, as long as they're good women, as long as they're women, they're not going to be lo yasa es levavo. Meaning, I take the second phrase of the pasuk lo yasir es levavo, and that now has implications how to read lo yar below nashim. How many nashim? Only the amount of nashim that is going to be meisir es levavo. So that sounds like the name of Rabbi Yehuda darish time of the krah. Rabbi Shimon lo darish time of the krah. Rabbi Shimon was not darish time of the krah. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says lo yar below nashim means there's a number, 18 afilu kavigayil, right? And then there's a separate din that even within those 18. If there's a lo yasir es levavo, that's also even under 18. So it means according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Shimon, there are two lavim in the Torah. There's lo yasir es levavo, which is under 18, right, a non tzadekes, and then there's lo yar below nashim, which means afilu kavigayo, 18 is 18, and that's the limit.
Yeah. You're implying that Rabbi Yehuda says if you have 18 that are meisir es levavo in the Torah, you're allowed to marry them.
No.
Yeah, because. Rav Shimon says only in 18, even if you have one that's meisir levavo or not. So Rabbi Yehuda would say you can have 18, you can have 19, but 18 could be meisir levavo.
Yeah, 18 could be meisir levavo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 100%, right.
But that would make no sense. How could Rabbi Yehuda even have one that's meisir levavo?
The reason why, there's no number. The reason why lo yarba above 18 is kadesh lo yasir. Means, but as long as I'm not in the category of Yarvet, because I'm in the number of 18.
So
then I could have.
Something doesn't make sense. You can read it two different ways. So what is the Dhamma the Torah?
So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is saying that the Torah was giving a drash. The way you read the Torah is not two separate clauses.
Okay.
The Torah is saying, why lo yarba lo noshim? Kadesh lo yasir es levavo. Ah! Says Rebuta, Kadesh lo yasir es levavo? So I'm fine as long as they're not going to be people. They're going to be meisir es levavo. So good. So, frek the Gemara, this is a big problem. Because if you go through Shas, a few places in Shas, you'll always find Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon to be the ones arguing about Darshin in time of the Gemara, lo Darshin in time of the Gemara, but it's going to be flipped. Because the Brisa says this is a classic example of Darshin in time of the Gemara, almana, right? The Torah says that you have an Isser to take a mashkon, to take collateral that you're lending to an almana, right? Because if you're going to have to return it, right? So then people are going to think that something inappropriate is going on. You're giving back her blanket at night, and you're around her house, then that's going to be something that's going to look bad. Almani bein shi ania bein shi ashira ema mashkenosa. The Brisa says, an almana, Torah says you should not, losafo belger almana, you should not take a mashkon of an almana. So the Brisa says, the Tanakama says what? Doesn't matter if she's an ani, if she has many, if she has no blankets, or she has many blankets, she's an ashira. Amana is an almana. Basically, namely, loy darshin in time of the krah. We don't distinguish who the almana is and what her situation is. We always say that it's us. Shneimar losachol beragamana diver Rabbi Yehuda. So that would be Rabbi Yehuda loy darshin in time of the krah, which contradicts our Rabbi Yehuda that says you could have more than 18 wives as long as they're tzaddikas. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, ashira mashkenosa aniya im mashkenosa. Means, Rabbi Shimon says, depends. If it's going to be problematic, why did the Torah say, losachol beged almana? Because it's going to look bad. When's it going to look bad? When she's an aniya. She's an ashira, she's going to be fine. I'm not going to have to give it back. So then it's fine. V'atachai lachshila, v'atamesiyah shemer b'shchenoseh. V'amrina maika omar, hochkomer, mitok sha'atom imashkena osa, from the fact that I'm now taking her deposit, chayav lachshila, I have to give it back to her, v'atamesiyah shemer b'shchenoseh. Now in the shchuna, she's going to have a bad reputation. So it's talk to Gemara. You see from that Gemara, Bo Metzia, Alma Rabbi Yehuda lay darish time of the Krah. Rabbi Shimon Darish time of the Krah. So the Gemara says like this. Very important Gemara. Okay? This is a very important Gemara within the other sugyas of Darshin time of Krah, because the Gemara flips it on its head. Listen to what the Gemara says. Be'alma, in general, you're 100% right. Like the premise we just had, that when it comes to be Mashkin and Almana, Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care what type of Almana, loy darshina time of the Krah, and therefore, bein aniya, bein ashfira, you're not allowed to take her beged as a mashko. Ba'alma, Rabbi Yehuda, loy darish time of the Krah. And by the way, we're not going to get into it now, it's a machlekes apaiskim. How literally do we take Almana? What about other misfortune, people that are in an unfortunate situation? Fine. Loy darish time of the Krah. The shiny hocha, the mefarish time of the Krah. Ma tam lo yar belo noshim mishum de lo yasu levav. Says the Gemara, no. Our case in our Gemara by Melech is different than every other example of time of the Krah. Yes, there is a commonality between the cases, like I was saying, that you're now taking a tam and you're now having an implication on what's going to be the halacha, more wives or less wives. But the Gemara says, but there's a difference here. And even though Rabbi Yehuda in general says loy darshinan time of the Krah in other areas, over here he says darshinan time of the Krah. Why? Because the Torah Beferish in its words said the time. Means, when it comes to loy sachvol beged almana, Chazal came up with the reason. That was never explicit in the Torah, because the Shechun is going to start talking, it's going to be Moitzi Shemra about the Isha. But over here, when it comes to the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk in Parsha Shoita says, when the Torah explicitly says the tam, then darshinon time of dikra. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is not a contradiction to his general shita. This Gemara has ramifications halacha lemaisa in other areas. There is I met with a sefer today who's coming in from Lakewood. He wants to get some business here in the community. So halacha is right that the Rosh Paskins, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rosh, that Bizman Azeh, that there, you don't have to write a Sefer Torah. Many Rishonim hold, and it's Kedai if a person can, to be Choshesh for this, but you can write Svarim, says the Rosh, that you could be Yotze with writing Svarim, buying Svarim maybe, that you could be Yotze the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah. For those of us that it's not okay, we like quoting this Rosh, you know, it's Baruch Hashem. So the Shaila is why? So where did you get that? So the Mefarshim explained, the Beis Halevi explains, it's Beferish in the Pasuk. Means the Torah says, Kisvu Chemes Hashir Azos, Velamda Befihim. Means the Beis Halevi, right? The Beis Halevi also writes, this is the reason the Beis Halevi, Shach Zahir, is very bothered that the Rambam says, only Anoshim are Chayav in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So the Shach Zahir disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, why? It's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. Why should they be chayv? So the Shach Zahir says, no, you'll tell me, because just like they can't write tefillin, because of Ukshartem and Uksavtem, only one who's a Bar Kshira can write tefillin, so too we'll extend that to Sefer Torah, and that's why Nashim can't write a Sefer Torah. So that's the Shach Zahir. So let them appoint a Shliach, like we all do anyways, because anyway, we're all going to mess up the Sefer Torah. So let them appoint a Shliach, and through them, through the Shliach, there'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Shach Zahir disagrees. He thinks that Nashim are chayavos in the Mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah. So the Beis Halevi says, no, it's the same drasha. What does the pasuk says? Limud Torah is connected to Ksiva Sefer Torah. If Noshim are not Chayavos Vishnantel Vanecha in Limud Torah, so then Memela, they're not linked to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's all in order for the purpose to be Malamid. Memela, if that's the case, that's going to be the reason also why the Rosh could pass him as Manazel, we could be Yotze with Svarim, because we don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore. We learn from Svarim. If we learn from Svarim, so then that's the way you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So you see, according to the Rosh, the whole mitzvah changed because of the Beferish Shakra that said the Tam in the Psukim, similar to what we're saying in Rabbi Yehuda over here. Another example of this is delaying a burial, right? You often have situations, we don't want to delay too long, but there's a serious Shaila when a person dies, right? And by Netzach Chama, at least by Netzach Chama for sure, there's going to be an Isser D'oraisa, a lav, and an essay. There's a few Isserim. Kavur Tikvarenu, We're learning the sixth paragraph of Hashem. You shouldn't hang his dead body around. So how is it that we delay all our levites? A family's coming in and we're going to wait. So they sometimes wait 1-2 days. How do they delay the levites? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if it's lichvodo, so then it's mutter. Why? Where do we get that from? L'darshin in time of dekra. So the pasuk says kikilos Elohim tali, because it's a bizayon to the tzelem Elokim. But if there's something that you would think that he would want, that would be his interest, and you're doing it in order to add more kavod to his honor, so it's not a bizayon to him. So that's also another example of where we're not darshin in time of the krah stamazoy. We're darshin in time of the krah that's beferish in the krah. So this idea of what the Gemara says, that darshin in time of the krah, according to Rav Yehuda, is really, he holds in general loy darshin in time of the krah. But heicha the mishkach is beferish in the krah, that it says a tam, so then that's not a classic example of darshin in time of the krah. So you have other examples that are similar to Rav Yehuda Shita, that would be like this situation of melech of lo yarbel onosh. Fine. Rav Shimon, in the third line, Rav Shimon amalach michti ba'alma darshin in time of the krah. No, I really hold by beged almana darshin in time of the krah. Im kein lichtoiv krah lo yarbel onoshim v'lishtoik. So if so, let it say lo yarbe lo noshin, and then be quiet. Va'ana amina matam, and I would have said based on my shita darshin time dekra. I know the rationale. So what does the Torah have to explicitly say it? Lo yarbo mishum de lo yaser lamali afilo achas mesiris libo hareza lo yisena elamani mekayim lo yarbo afilo kavi gail. So that's how Reb Shimon came to his conclusion. Shimon says even one that's mesiris levavo, right? That's what the Torah came along to say, lo yasir slavava, right? That's a separate issue, right? So what do I need lo yarba for, right? Lo yarba is to tell me I can't go over 18, afilu kavi gail. That's Rabbi Shimon Shiva. So here's the shayla. So your machlok is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can add to 18 as long as they're good people. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't have anyone less. And you can never add to 18 even kavi gail, because the Torah said two statements, again, based off of Rabbi Shimon Shita in general, that I would have known the Tom even if the Torah didn't explicitly say. Good. So here's the question. Are those the only opinions in the Gemara? So if you look at the Rambam, I don't have it here. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. Oh, I do have it here. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. That's not the Rambam we're getting to. Hopefully we're going to get to that in a second. This is all background. So the Rambam says, Gimel Beis, let me just read you the Rambam. Tell me what you think. Lo yarbalo nashim, mipi ashmua lamdu, shehulokeach ad shmoin esrei nashim, bein anashim bein apilakshim, akol shmoin esrei. Fine, we'll get to that in a second. V'mohisev achaz ubal loika v'yesho legarish v'lisa achaz tachazu shagirish. That's it. That's the end of the Rambam. What the Rambam not distinguish between? Lo yarba lo nashim. What the Rambam say? Piyashmu lamdu shu lokeach ad shmoin esrei. No? No hasaras levavim. No distinction. Are they tzaddikim or not? Right? So clearly not like Rabbi Shimon. And he's clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda either, right? Because he said the number 18.
Why is it? Isn't it pasha? You can't. And no one can marry someone who's made for a bubble. So why the melachim is different?
So you're asking on the Rambam. That's your question.
Why can't it be pasha that you can't marry someone who's made
for a bubble? So I want to tell you, I think the Rambam is hold like this. I don't think that there are only two opinions here. I think there's a third opinion in the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah again. Lo yarba lo nashim elish moin esrei. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Marbahu lo yubovach lo ye mesiris es liba. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Afilu ach mesiris es liba. Reza lo yisenem, Kein lama nemer lo yarba lo nashim da afilu kavi gayel. So there's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon that we were focused on, but then there was a first line, there was a Tanakama. What's Tanakama Shita? Tanakama Shita is 18 is 18. And it doesn't matter if they're good, it doesn't matter if they're bad, it doesn't matter if they're evil, it doesn't matter if they're tzadikisters. There's a number 18. Nothing to do with anything else. So it comes out, first of all, I'm not sure how Tanakama, and how the Rambam basically, according to the way we're coming out, that the Ran passes like this, and this is Beferish and the Chlushe Ran. Listen to the Ran. The Ran writes, quotes Machlokes Rishayim. Over here, are there three Tanoim over here, or are there two Tanoim over here? But here's what the problem is. Three sheets. The Tanakama suffer Bein Mesiris, Bein Ein Mesiris, Vesulo, 18. Rav Yudah suffer Mesiris Yudches, Ein Mesiris Afilo Elef. Shimon suffer Mesiris Afilo Achaz Asur, Vitzidkonios, Ad Yudches, Vyosim Yudches Asur, Afilo Kavigah. And then there are other Rishonim that learn, no, it's about Chlokes Rav Yudah Rav Shimon, and what? Rav Yudah Rav Shimon were arguing on how to explain the din of Lo Yarba Lo Nashim, that first statement of the Mishnah. The problem with such an explanation is usually when you have a Ruta Reb Shimon, other Tanon that are explaining the first Tanakama, usually you have a statement like Bamed Dvarim Amurim, or you have something that explains that the Tanoim are coming to explain a third Shitas. That could be why the Rambam held the head. But the Kasha that I don't have an answer to is, what does the Tanakama do with Lo Yasser Eslavav? I mean, there is another Pasuk over here. And he clearly is not holding what we said, that is Darshin and Taimer Grah Beferish, right? He says, Lo Darshin and Taimer Grah Bechla, right? Even it's Beferish Bemikra. So L'chora, what you have to say is Tanakama holds like this. I've been married. Or I know the marriage rule. I'm a marriage therapist. I know the king's wife, okay? 18, even if they're the worst 18 in the world, that he can handle. But more than 18, he can't handle. Meaning Tanakama L'chor is holding that Lo Yasser Slavavo is to tell you what the reboy of the number is, 18. And that's not going to be whether, even if they're evil women, that's something that he's going to be able to handle. L'chor, that's what he's going to have to come out to, that it doesn't matter the quality and the type of the woman,
or
but it's going to be a number 18. Or what?
Or is it separate? Law. Lo Yasser Slavavo, nothing to do with marriage.
So what does Lo Yasser Slavavo mean?
Separate law.
So what's the din?
Lo
Yarba Lo Nashim.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Vava Chibur.
Yeah.
Right, the Chesed also.
But what is the
so what would you say like that? So it's just a general.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Could be
general, right.
Say,
okay.
Can't involve in certain philosophy.
Very good. Okay, good.
And then secondly, can Navi just tell us what that shear of Lo Yasser is?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara is going to tell us. Right, exactly. Exactly, right. Meaning, how do we get to 18?
So Lo Yasser explains Lo Yarba, and then Sukkim explains Lo
Yasser. Yeah, we don't know what number is. We know that there is some mystery. When we learn the Torah, we know there is some mysterious number. There is some concept of Lo Yarba. What the number is, the Gemara is about to tell us from the Vien. Right. Fine. So getting just jumping ahead, and we're going to have to do a little bit outside over here. It's just a bunch of drushes how we got to the number we had. So the Gemara says over here, Hani Shmoina, it's the fifth wide.
It's right before the biggest wide.
Yeah, very good. Hani Shmoina Esreini Minolin. How do you know that the number, this mysterious number of 18? Dechsiv Vayuladu LeDavid Bonim Bechevra. There were children that were born to David in Chevra. Vayu Bechoro Amnon Lachinoyam HaYisraelis Mishneu Kalev LaVigayol. So now the Gemara is going to go on and say all the different children that David had from his different wives. Eishes Naval Carmela Vashlishi Avshalom ben Maacha Varevi Adonia ben Chagis Vachamishi Shaftia ben Avital Vashishi Yisraim La'agola. Eishes David. Eile Yoldu LaDavid Bechevra. These were the children that were born to all of his wives in Chevra. The Karmelei Navi, and the Navi says to him, Im ma'at v'osifa lach kahena u'kahena. So the Navi said back to him that you really could have had more wives. How many more wives could I have had? Kahena u'kahena. Okay, like these and like these. So Gemara says, kahena, how many did we just list?
Six.
Shist, there were six. Ukahena, and like these,
times
two, times is shis, tahavalei timnisrei. You would have this, kahena ukahena, so you'd have 12 more than what you have.
Four.
8, no, 6 plus 12.
Twice and thrice.
No, the Chayin is going back on the 6. That's what the Gemara is going to explain. We'll see in a second. Tim Nisri. Maskev lo Ravina, exactly what you're asking. Maskev lo Ravina, Ravina asked, Emo Kahena Tartisrei, V'Chayina Esrim Ba'arba. Maybe say 24. So the Gemara says, you're right. There are some shitas like that. So some Bryce is actually held not like our Mishnah, that the magical number is not 18, and you read Kahina Kahina to be 24. Then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, and one, the one who's going to add a Vav to the Kahina, U Kahina, is going to be what? 24 plus 24. So it's going to be 48, right? Arboi Mishmona. What a lucky guy. So now you're going to have 48. Fine. Tanya Nami Ocha, the Bryce says, well, Yarbun Elasha Yosem Arba Mishmona, the Tani Didan might, fine. So what's the difference? So that's the other Bryce that holds us 48. So now the Gemara asks, so what was the rationale of our Bryce? The Tani Didan, my time, what's his reason? Amrav Kana Makish Kahena Basra Le Kahena Kama. We link the last Kahena to the same amount of the first Kahena. Ma Kahena Kama Shis, A Kahena Basra Shis. So just like that was 6, this is 6. So that's the different numbers, 12, 18, 24, or 48. Fine. So I want to skip a little bit. The Gemara goes into a few stories just challenging about Michal's children. Didn't Michal have children, or was she only cursed later not to have future children, but she actually had children originally? So the Gemara goes on, and then the Gemara goes on to the sugya that I want to discuss right now. So Gemara says, if you go down to the first word on the line is Mecharker. The Gemara ends off saying that Michal did have children. Michal had children originally, like the Gemara presented, but there was a later situation that Michal had a little bit of a confrontation with David, and David cursed her. From then, she got cursed, and then from then on, she did not have any more children. Fine, that's the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara now asks, this is what's halach l'maisa. Foxiv. Vayikach David oid bilag shemenashem Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Lemluye shmoinasar. To fill the 18. And David took more wives and pilagshim, but he didn't go over 18, so don't worry. So now the Gemara asks a very important question. And this question is very relevant to even Rashi and Chumash Bereishis. My noshim. Who my pilakshim is a very important gemara. What does it mean noshim, and what does it mean pilakshim? Rav Yehuda said the following: noshim, and I'm reading this carefully because we're showing him at different girsas in this gemara, which is going to literally change your entire perspective of halacha. Okay, this is going to get very interesting about what is halacha lemaisa legabe pilakshim. So let's leave this carefully. I'm reviewed on Rav. Noshim b'ksuva u'kidushin. Having an isha and a woman married to the king that we're talking about right now, that means that she has full-fledged marriage, kidushin. We did a ma'aseh kinyan. I gave her a ring, right? And I have a document reporting all of my chiyuvim towards her. Ksuba. Pilagshim b'lo ksuba u'b'lo kidushin. But a pilegesh is without ksuba or without kidushin.
Be a kedushin?
So, right. So that's one question. So B is only kedushin. If I just walk up to a pnuya and I have bia with her, we're not married. We need edim, we need amiros kedushin. So that's not automatically kedushin. Panay bala pnuya is not automatic kedushin. So pilegesh is a woman that now exists with me without kedushin or without soup. Okay? That's what Sabri Shanim learned. So comes along the Ramban in Parshas, I think by Yishlach, where Rashi talks about the Pilegesh of Yaakov. Mm-hmm. And the Ramban asks exactly what Itai just asked. Ksuba is a takana of the Rabban. So how can that be the definition of what a Pilegesh is, distinguishing it between that and an Isha? Excellent. So one simple answer is what Mark's saying is you look in the Gemara in Ksubas and Av Yud, Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita, is that a ksuba is daraisa. And where do we find this halacha lamaisa? If you listen carefully, when we read the ksuba underneath the chuppah, so we'll say the words dechazi leich midaraisa, right? That's for Ashkenazim. But Sfardim will not have that. Remember, I had a chassan and kala, and they decided they were telling me I was Masada Kedushin, and they told me that they're getting a fancy ksuba. They want to put it on the wall. So first, what I try to do is I try to explain to the girl what a ksuba actually means, and like this is basically
you're not putting prenup.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just saying like this is talking about if your husband dies, you know, or chas v'shalom, you know, this is not something like how about you take a picture of the wedding and put it on the wall? So I didn't convince them. Fine. So they went to the store. Yeah, exactly. So they went to the store and they bought the ksuba. Gorgeous ksuba, gorgeous ksuba. They spent $550 on the ksuba. So yeah, they come back and they said they walked into the store, it was a classic bookstore. They said, we want the prettiest ksuba you have. Like the we want to really see. So they looked at it, it was gorgeous, very nice, very good. They brought it to me and I said, This is, but it wasn't even a classic Sephardi. It was like a Sephardi with all these other things. And I said, this is possible, you can't have this ksuba. So it was a whole asik to have. I held that they could really take the store to a din Torah because they walked into, it's on the store's achrayis to make sure, wait, what type? The store doesn't know the things they just said.
They could think it's a gift.
That's true. Baruch Hashem at the end, it was not as simple as finally they got their money back. And in the end, they used the regular ksuba. They said, Mustama, you're right. Like after the whole asek. But that's the nafkamina. Oh, so you could answer like Mark saying, that there are some shitas that hold that ksuba is deraisa. The Ramban clearly was going with the opinion that ksuba is derabanan. So ksuba is derabanan. So then how are you? And by an almana, for sure ksuba is derabanan. So how are you going to be mechalik between ksuba? So the emes is there's a makna. The makna says in kiddushin that he thinks that it's not a kasha. Because if you look at the Rambam writes mitzvah in his minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam writes mitzvah livel isha b'ksuba b'kedushin. So you really can ask the Rambam's kasha on the Rambam also. What does it mean? Mitzvah livel isha b'ksuba b'kedushin. Ksuba is a takana of derabanan. Ksuba is not a din deraisa. So the answer is no. There is chiyuvim that the ksuba represents. The ksuba is highlighting things and arrangements that we're chayav min ha-Torah. When you speak in the ksuba, okay, not all the details of the ksuba are de'oraisa, but sher, ksus, va'oina, all those things, those are chiyuvim de'oraisa. So there is an achrayis that a husband and a contractual agreement that we have and a certain arrangement that we have, okay, now it's in a contract, midirabonin. Now they said, highlight all these details into a takon of midirabonin that's actually on a piece of paper, and then you have a whole ceremony, you read that under the chuppah. Fine, that takona is only a takon of midirabonin. But the fact that there is a distinction in the arrangement, in the financial matters, the fact that I have to take care of you in certain ways, that is still chiyuvim and an achrayis that exists in the daraisa, so that is a way that you can get out of the Ramban's kash. That's 100% correct. 100% correct. You're chayav mishum. You're chayav anyways. 100%. Why can't you be? Why do we care if it's lost?
No. I'm saying the point that it's that it's mentioned in the Rambam.
Yeah.
Who cares if you have this ksuba?
Right. Why do we care if it's lost?
So 100%.
So very good. So first of all, number one, there are certain things in the ksuba midrabanan that are added in that are not midoraisa chayav. Fine. And then midrabanan, the Gemara in the fifth parak of ksuba says that an isha b'loy ksuba is asra b'ala kenida. Why? Because the rabbis looked at a marriage without a ksuba, and they looked at the marriage and they saw it was very flimsy. And the guy is going to be there tonight and he's going to be gone the next day. If he doesn't know that there's some contract and there's actually a piece of paper there that's highlighting all this, there's no smichas das. And now, since there's no physical contract there, what is halacha? This guy doesn't know halacha. This guy's never even heard about the halacha. He knows that he signed the contract. He knows that he signed the ksuba. And that's what Chazal implemented in order to sign the contract, in order to make sure that they're not going to have smichas das. Now this is not bias nus. Now... Yeah. That's an Isser Darabon. There is no Isser Darais.
No, but I'm trying to explain why the Rambam Daf says Ksuba.
Yeah, so I'm saying what he meant was, didn't mean the actual Shtar of Ksuba. It means the concept of Ksuba. Yeah, that's what you have to say. Yeah. But happens to be Lamaisa, our Ksuba highlights all those Kiyuvim. But those Kiyuvim are not their Darais. Fine. So that's one way. But there are some Rishayim that have a different girsa in the Gemara. Noshim b'ksuba v'kidushin, piladshim kidushin b'loy ksuba, which I believe is Rashi's girsa ala Torah. Okay, which even strengthens the Ramban's question even more. The only difference between a pilegesh and an isha is whether or not there's a ksuba. But avada you need kidush, right? Avada you need kidush. Fine. Fascinating Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin writes that the Lashon of Pilagshim is from the Lashon Aramaic Plag Shem. Means the Gemara in Soita tells us half a name. Gemara in Soita tells us, it's a good word for Sheva Brachos. Zachu Ishvi Isha Shechina B'nei'em. Right? So, why? Because Ishvi Isha, if there's Zahu, then you have a Yud from the Ish and a Hey from the Isha. So Yud K is there, right? Loi Zahu, says the Gemara in Saita, Esho Chlasa. Then they're just going to be left without Yud K. Zach the Goin. So you know what the difference between Noshim and an Isha is? You get Ksav Vav K from the word Ksuba. The Osios of Ksuba is Chof Saf Vav Vez He. Ksav Vav K. Zok the Goin, you know what a Pilegesh is? A Pilegesh is a plag shame. It's Yud K, it's Kiddushin, B'loy Ksuba, but it doesn't have the Vav K. So that's what every Pilegesh is. It's plag, it's Yud K, without the Vav K. So most Pshetels at the Sheva Brachos just end with Zachu Shechina B'nei. Says the Goin, no, I have a Safa. You can even have a Vav K, and you can have full Ashra Sashchina. So that word of the Goin only works if you have Rashi's Girsa. If you have our girsa, there's no vort. That's why most of them don't say it. They just stop at the Gemara and Sota. Because in our girsa in the Gemara, it says, Pilag Shim, the Leik Kiddushin, Ubalo Ksuba, so there's no Yud K, and there's no Vav K, there's nothing. It's just Eish. But if you have the girsa of the Rashi, and you have Kiddushin, below Ksuba, that's the distinction, so everyone needs Kiddushin, so then that's the Goin's vort of having the plot shame. Okay, very quickly. So Lamais. The Rambam, if you have the Rambam, you have the Rambam here? That was Kidegger's old, no? Yeah. Okay, what do we have over here? So let's look at the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. There's a lot to talk about in 6 minutes. Okay. Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam is telling us the parsha of Melech that we've been learning. The Chayim Lekeach Nikol Gvul Yisrael Noshim U'Pilagshim. He's allowed to take from all of Am Yisrael wives and pilegishes. What does it mean? So, let's stop for a second. I don't want to ruin it right now. Before I do this, I really want to split the order. Let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us that it used to be that a man would just meet a wife and no Maisa Kedushin, no Edim. And called him out in Torah, Yadam Pogeya Isha B'Shuk, he would bump into a woman. They could be together, and that was Kiddushin. Then the Rambam says that changed. And now you have to do a formalized Maisa Kiddushin in front of Edim with a Kinyan. Fine. Then comes along the Rambam, Perek Aleph Lachadal, you have it here, on the other side. Koydam out in Torah, Yadam Pogeya Isha B'Shuk, Imrotza Huvihi, Nosin Laskaru Bolosa, Al Ema Derech Vaholichla. Vezuya Nikris Kidesha is a very important Rambam. Mishinitna Atira Nasra Kadesha Shnamar Losia Kadesha Mibnos Yisrael. Sounds like from the Rambam, once the Torah was coming from Aleph Dalet in Allah Ilchas Ishus, just the basic understanding of the Rambam. Lafika Kolaboy Yishu Lashem is Nusbalo Kedushin Lokum Natorma Shabal Kadesha. Right? This is a Rambam that every high school rabbi should know. Every educator should know why. They always ask this question, the question and answers. Why is it usher to just be with a pnuya. What's the ister? So Rambam sounds like the ister kadesha stouted once nesina sater was given. Anytime a pony is going to be with a pnuya, it's nus. It's a lav in atayra. Osiya kadesha. The Rambam here is lishitaso elsewhere, where he disagrees with Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus thinks Losia Kadesha is specifically an Eved, a man with a Shifcha and an Eved with a regular woman. It's speaking of specifically Avodim and not speaking about any Ponya Bala Pnuya. But the Rambam here is talking about a regular single guy, single girl, Jewish, right? We're getting around the Isser Nido, all of the other Isurim, just straight up, what's the Isser? Ram says the Isser Minatar. Ponya. Yeah. Lo siya kadesh and lo yiya kadesh. There's also an Israel lo yiya kadesh. Yeah. Fine. So the Ravid is very bothered, and that's why this is something that shouldn't be taught. But the Ravid over here, and it comes out concluding from the Ravid, that it seems like it's heter gomer. The Ravid says, what do you mean? How could Amar Avram, ein kadesha ela mezumenes via mufkeres l'chol adam. Kadesha is a prostitute. Kadesha is someone who's mufkeres, mafkir herself, who's mezumenes, you know, she's standing there at the crossroads, like, you know, you have, you know, like the story of Yehuda and Tamar, like, that's the story of Kadesha. But let's say they just want to move in together. So, the Ravid, ain't ba leimalkis, this is the Ravid's drasha, leimalkis v'leyisr, v'leyisr laf, there's no isr. So, the Rambam, v'hi hapilega shaksuba. And that's the old classic Pilagish that the Torah is talking about. So how could you say, the Rambam, that it's Osir? And then the Rambam, Ubali Aloshim Dorshim Pilagish, Mela, fine, so the Rabbi continues, the Ace Farm Shekosav Ehen, Pilagshim Kiddushim Beloik Suba. Oh, so says the Rabbi, I know what you're going to answer me, the Rambam. You probably hold of the other Girsin Sanhedrin Chafalaf. That holds what? Pilagish is Kiddushim Beloik Suba. Says the Ravid, okay, that's your way out of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph of Pilagesh. But Lamaisa, I disagree with you, Lalach. And then he brings a raya, bam raya. This is a good question to think about. She'im kidvarav, if the Rambam's right, that you're not allowed to be with a single woman because of the lav, and you get malchus because of Kadesha, mefata heich mishalim alei amomo. V'haloloke alei. Torah tells us that if I rape a woman, a nara, right, or if I am mefata, I seduce a woman, I have to pay a certain amount of money, hamishim shkolim, right? So ask the Ravid, I don't understand. There's a concept in the Torah we learned, like the first parak, kim lib derabine. If you have two onshin, you have a lav that gives you malchus, and you have mammon on the other hand, so you give him one, and you don't have to pay. You get the malchus, and you don't have to pay. So says the Ravid, I have a kash on the pasuk. How could you ever say that a guy, a single guy that I'm married, who seduces a girl or who rapes a girl, has to pay money? Hello, you should get the Yisr lav. You should get malchus from the Yisr ha'inemanis and the Yisr mefate. Must be, the Ravid says, I'm right. Must be that's not correct. And it's only been Fugaris Muvzeres, and this is not a raya. And the Ravid says la locha that you're allowed to be with a woman without kiddushin as long as it's miuchedisla. Fine, and that's the classic Pilagish. What? According to the Ravid, it's kadesh or it's kadesh. Right. Okay. Fine. But he should. No. It's lo yia kadesh. He violated a lot of the raya. Yeah. I'm honest. Yeah, sure. She's honest. So the Ravid had a way. Again, I'm not going to have time to get into right now a psak of Rav Yaakov Emdin, just to whet your appetite, that said Lamaisa that was mutter to have a pilagish. That we're not going to talk about right now. It's for another time. That was not accepted by any of the poskim, but it's just fascinating that he actually, this Ravid was Lamaisa. And the accepted la'alocha is that there is some Isra Daraisa like the Rambam, either this Isra of Los Yekdesha, or maybe the Rambam also agrees that Kadesha doesn't exist when they're both living together, but the Magen Mishnah suggests maybe there's a Bittel Esteh of Ki'ikach Yishisha, that there's the Torah says you have to do kiddushin. So anytime I'm living without kiddushin, I'm mivatal, or I'm over in Isser Este, I'm not over in Isser Lav, but I'm violating the din of kiddushin ki yikach kiddushin. There's a lot to talk about in terms of what the actual Isser of a ponoy abal apnuya living together, two singles together. But the Rambam clearly held that it was an Isser Raisa. But I just want to talk for 1 second because we're running late. But what the Ravid say? How's the Rambam going to get out of the Pelegish? So the Rambam's going to say what? That it must be that he had a girsa of what? Of kiddushin b'loy ksuba. No, every Pelegish has kiddushin. That's not kedesha. There is kiddushin there. And he was gerus in the Gemara. Kiddushin b'loy ksuba. It's a pella. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Perek dalet alacha dalet. Can't be. V'chein lekech v'kol gvul Yisrael nashim v'pilagshim. Nashim v'ksuba v'kiddushin. U'pilagshim b'loy ksuba b'loy kiddushin. So the Rambam held the Feirish not like that. And the Rambam held the Feirish that a Pelegish is not someone that has any Kedushin. So now I have a kasha. So how did the Rambam read Chumash? Yaakov had a Pelegish. All these Pelegish forgiving, even after Mata. There was a concept of a Pelegish. And yet the Rambam holds every... The Ravid asks, he must be that he's forced into that Girsa. But the Rambam Feirish not... I don't know how the Ravid missed this Girsa. I don't know, maybe there were different girsas in the Rambam. There is an Aleph here, so maybe there were different girsas. But in our girsa in the Frankel, the Ravid clearly didn't have this. So we'll have to figure out. Yeah. It's the Feirish that the Rambam didn't have that girsa. So what we have to ask yourselves, and I'm going to apologize for taking away your sleep, but Lemaisa, what's very schwer is the Rambam holds these two people can't be together, yet in some way, shape, or form, the Rambam holds that there is a concept in the Torah called Pelegish. Look carefully in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Alef Dalet, Melachim, you'll find the terrace.